bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, the guy with the split tongue. Also, the guy who whistled for an hour. And the guy appointed special representative to the U.S. by Russia. Right after this guy.
It's time now for the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Is somebody hungry? Huh? Is somebody really hungry? Oh, that's my girl. You're so sweet.
Yes, I'm glad you asked.
Somebody's hungry? Yes, you are. You're a hungry little thing, you big sweetie.
Yes, I am. I thought maybe we could go
Yeah, Daddy's going to fix you a big bowl of your favorite num-nums. Yes, he is. Oh, is somebody mad? Is my girl mad?
Yes,
that's a good girl. Good girl. Come here, girl. Come here. Oh, who's the prettiest girl I know?
Great, thanks. Look, if you're going to keep talking like this, I'm just going to leave,
You're
okay?
You're the prettiest girl I know. Does my little sweetie girl want to go outside?
Yes, I do.
You do. You want to go outside, huh? Is that it?
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, be a good girl. Don't leave the yard. Oh, big sweetie. Here, girl. Come on, girl. Come here, girl.
This has been the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Grace just joining us. That's Christy Lee sorting through her news. Josh, fresh from a road trip to Ohio and West Virginia.
He survived.
Great shows, great people.
Being
it was fun.
A cramped car
and
with
Donnie
our
Baker.
General manager.
Yeah, hung with Donnie. Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. No, we just had a story about, we had some doctors saying, don't get your tongue
split.
Yeah.
That is, why would anyone do that?
Snake tongue.
Is it a sex thing that I'm not mm-hmm. aware of? Oh, that's what it is?
I
don't think so, because I'm not disagreeing with Grace.
I'm pretty sure a stud is, though.
I think a stud is, but I think the split tongue would be
with,
not effective.
Wouldn't it affect your ability to speak, I would think?
It has to at first.
It affect your taste buds?
At least during the healing process.
I can't imagine you can whistle.
Isn't the tongue one of the...
Good point. Right
fastest healing parts of the body, at the tongue, right?
I know it's the strongest muscle in the body, the tongue.
Your anus, I think, is quick healing.
After
too.
The tongue is split and the sides healed,
yes.
Could you not use tongue and anus in the same sentence for me for
oh,
a while?
I'm sorry.
After the tongue is split and the
We're
sides
adults.
Healed, control Somebody's over individuals. Oh,
I don't know why I want to go buy new ribs for my car.
Christy's trying to give us some real information.
I'm sorry.
Here.
Well,
control
we'll
over the individual sides can be gained with practice.
Yeah, I've seen videos where they can do this. They alternate back and forth.
A split tongue is an easy body modification to conceal with little effort. Keeping the tongue in the mouth and the two halves pressed together when speaking can keep the split out of view.
I'm open-minded about all this stuff. I have tattoos, except the gauges in the ears throw me every time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. especially when they take them out and they let them heal or whatever, and they're
that gets a little distracting. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture, Josh. Now, would you date this woman?
What's happening? Tell me what it looks
I mean,
like.
The it just looks like two small tongues coming out of her mouth.
Look at
and
this.
And it's not for
I
me.
Want
no.
Tom to
I,
see
watch,
this.
Listen to Tom's reaction when
the
he
sees this.
The
10 reasons.
No!
Oh. 10 reasons why I'm getting my tongue split from medium. One was, of course, to you can easily hide the discreet body modification. It's like gaining a second tongue, giving you more control over your own body. It's like
that's what body modification's about. You're having control.
It looks cool. Oh, God, there's so many people who have done this.
Christy couldn't get it done.
No.
Your tongue is too little.
It's too tiny.
No.
You can't split nothing.
No.
Half of zero is zero.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess, Grace, you were right. I owe you an apology. I guess oral sex is better.
Oh, these are being claimed by these people. And when they would say it, they would say,
you missed the whole thing. Or, well.
We have
Christy, would you date a man who had a split tongue?
Nope.
How about gauges in his ears?
Nope.
How about anything out of the ordinary?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Like a tattoo? Sure, I could do that.
How about a third nip?
Never run across that in my adventures.
What if he was poor?
Dated many a poor man.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
What do you mean?
She can write that book for you.
Yeah.
What if he was something real weird like Puerto Rican?
He's just dying to meet me. That's fine with me.
Got some Puerto Rican boys just dying to meet you. Now, can you show Grace the story about the Hawaiian place? Because I've got something for you here. The judge order.
There's a judge in Hawaii that has ruled that some residents of an Oahu home that they are renting have to move out. The property manager of the home, known as Freedom House, says
freedom. Somebody shut Richie up, please.
I had to ask what this was. I had no idea.
What is this?
What is this? I had no idea either.
It's one of the great moments in the history of rock.
Eight more minutes.
Is that at Woodstock?
No.
That's why Woodstock wasn't that great.
Are you kidding?
That is awful, and you know it.
No, it was great.
Freedom. Oh,
shut up.
Beyond awful.
You know how bad this is? I'd be asking for them to bring Janice back out.
Wow. Still too soon.
I turn off his mic. The great Richie Havens. Oh, come on. It was awesome.
That's terrible.
That's the only reason I did this story was so you could play that horrible piece of music.
Awful. Freedom.
Couldn't tell you who this is.
So there. Richie Havens.
Nope.
I think he had his teeth out. Because am I right, Ace? It was a little sloshy.
Why do you think Ace would know? Other than, of course, Richie's black, so ask Ace.
No, because Ace is the authority on classic
rock.
Hang
on a second. He's going to ask something about what we were talking about a week ago. Yep.
No, I was in Vegas one time, and Richie Havens was sitting at the same roulette table with me.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Great story. Thanks, Ace.
Did you say anything to him?
Just smack him in the face for that freedom nonsense?
That's a great
story. Is there
song.
Really 8 minutes of that?
Maybe they edited it down. Now, next year is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. I assume that they're going to do something, maybe at Yankee Stadium or something, I would think. Because a bunch of those bands are still around.
I'm sorry, it's not 8 minutes. It's 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
Still too long.
Freedom. You don't like this?
Freedom. No.
I talk about it because it's funny. I hope it's funny to me anyway.
There are some other lyrics.
Is that album Skipping?
somebody give Richie a shove.
Put a quarter on him.
I'd be furious.
Didn't it sound like it was Skipping?
I had been standing in the mud for 2 days. And thirsty.
Yes, but you've got Jimi Hendrix.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You got Jimi Hendrix, The Who.
No,
Santana.
I know. There's some great stuff that happened at Woodstock, but not that.
The Who was amazing. That's about it.
Christy, this is for you. You had the news story about the guy that got his tongue turned into a snake tongue, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Tongue. What do they call it?
Split.
A split.
Tongue splitting.
The tongue splitting.
I can barely say it.
I had no idea that women were doing this too, but yeah.
Terrible.
Oh,
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen to this, Christy. This is for you. You asked if you could whistle with a. You know which one this is?
It's a Billy Joel song.
Yes.
Is that Billy? You think that's Billy?
No.
No, it's the first call. Turn
whistler
it up!
Whistler guy.
It's the first call whistler.
I mean, it sure is. If that's not Billy, that's you call that guy.
How about this one?
That guy played my high school convocation. I told you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so cool.
He what?
It was the worst hour of my life.
Oh, I can think of a worse one.
No, they had during school. We had convocations and
so like an assembly. This guy would come. He just came and he.
Okay. Now, when do you remember this? You're gonna think. And then Chick said, "No, not the worst hour. It wasn't me.
It was Tom." Yes, we had convocations and he performed at our school and whistled. For an hour.
What else did he whistle?
Oh, I don't even remember. You know, but I remember like they billed him
that's
as
like
the
that Broadway
Andy
thing.
Griffith
Stomp.
Guy.
Stomp. Boy, that looks like interesting. For about 15 minutes.
That's too much.
And then yeah. You keep banging on those
trash can lids,
it's going to be over.
Okay, here we go. Here comes more. You know that one?
Yeah, wow. Scorpions.
Who thinks, I need to hear that Wind of Change.
Oh, I love that song. I bought the single cassette.
What?
Yes.
Single cassette?
Yes, yeah.
You know, I bought my daughter a cassette player for her 16th birthday. They're back. And they were fascinated by the fact you could push a button and it would fast forward. Oh. It was so funny to watch them playing with these cassettes. It was hysterical.
The cassette is a great format.
You getting gifts at yard sales again? Is
no, I bought
doing?
It at Urban Outfitters, the cassette deck and cassettes.
It's not like vinyl where there's a sort of a sonic logic to having a higher quality.
You mean a slogic?
Slogic, thank you. Oh, Ace, wait a minute. If this is not about what we're talking
well, you don't
about,
guess who's tour.
I swear to God, I'm going to go have someone pierce your tongue.
That is Billy Joel whistling on the Stranger.
Oh, okay.
Is it really?
Man, that's a fine whistle.
I don't believe it.
Okay. There we go.
Wow.
Okay.
Ain't buying.
Here we go. That's easy.
Hey.
GNR, baby.
Now, do you think, is that, who would that be?
Probably
on
Axl
Roses. You think it's Axl?
He can barely say.
No.
I bet it's Axl.
We can, no, can you want to research that over there? Okay, how about this next one? Here we go.
This is Otis Redding, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it Otis?
Probably.
Why are we? Who gives a crap? Seriously.
How dare you?
You know what? I like this conversation, but Christy makes a very good point.
Better than whatever junk he was playing before.
So I'm not saying it.
What?
So do you want to go back to the worst hour of your life conversation?
No.
Because I've got three or four nominees.
Wait a minute.
No.
Hierarchies
of your Christy. Worst hours of her life.
Number one.
Could we get back to the whistling, please? Okay, so far we got them all.
Oh.
That's an easy one.
Anyone? Jay Giles.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
That's one of those songs I really liked when it came out, and now I can't stand to listen.
Really?
Centerfold. I don't know what happened.
Tom, it's good like in a shuffle either. Every once in a while.
Love the Jay Giles band, the Bad Boys from Boston. Here we go.
Oh, we're back to the beginning now.
Please tell me when you hear the Jay Giles band in your brain, you go, yep, they're the Bad Boys. Please tell me you say that.
After you've introduced them 5,000 times on the radio.
Here's the Bad Boys.
Ace, what did you find out?
It is Axl.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Once again, I was correct. The rarely wrong Josh Arnold.
Double R, rarely wrong. Except when he got the nickname Double R. I meant to do RW, but forgot. Okay. Nice.
Any more?
Can you whistle, Tom?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. If you want one more time.
It's like a teeth whistle.
I can whistle.
Tom, stop it. Tom.
I'm not doing it.
Oh.
I can whistle all
the You up. Son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch!
I was about to throw a stapler at it.
Chick?
Can you whistle, Josh?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Can you whistle so it doesn't sound like you're in a tornado?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Why don't you
You know
give
what?
It a shot?
I do that. My dad did this, and so I do it. When I whistle, it tends to be the.
Real breathy.
Oh, the
through the teeth, yeah.
That's not whistling.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Now, can you do this?
Oh. No,
oh, no.
No.
Show off.
Nope. Can you do it, Chick? Can you
nice
do that,
Chick?
Oh.
That's good. That's but can you do the finger? Only a real man can do. That's a manly thing, isn't it?
How does that explain Tom doing it?
I just broke my lip.
Well, you better stay off.
Hey, did you see this in the news, Christy? This is very exciting. A lot of news about Russia lately, of course, but how about this? Did you see Steven Seagal is in the news about Russia?
Yeah, the Russian government has appointed actor Steven Seagal to be the country's special representative to the United States to work on humanitarian ties. When did Steven Seagal become Russian?
Oh, he's been doing all kinds of stuff for years over there.
Russia's foreign ministry stated, quote, the task is to promote the further development of Russian-American relations in the humanitarian sphere,
you know,
including interaction in the field of culture, art, public and youth exchanges, and more.
Of all the irritating things you do,
yes.
When we hear something like this, Steven Seagal's in Russia, no one's heard of this, and you go, oh, well, that's...
Well, of course, everybody knows Steven Seagal is in Russia.
He's on their flag. No, it's their hammer, sickle, and Seagal.
The foreign ministry noted.
There have been pictures of him with Putin for years.
The position if you would have said the Buddha... If you'd have said the llama, then I would have said, "Oh, I'm
the llama."
I saw him with the llama.
I got that going for me.
He was security for the llama when I saw him.
Hey, llama!
That's true. When Christy saw the Dalai Lama,
I have pictures to prove it.
Seagal was there as "quote unquote" security.
Heard the story.
Was he strapped?
He was strapped, heavy.
Did he hit on you?
No.
He's a notorious dirtbag.
No, really? But he did put his arm around me and push me toward the llama and say, "You need to meet the Dalai Lama."
Okay, yeah.
Did you say hello, Dolly?
I did not. I told you he wasn't feeling well that day. He was kind of down with a cold.
Did you call him the Rama Lama Ding Dong?
Hello, Dolly.
Hey, Llama. Llama Llama. No, you have a lot of... I had a lot of...
This is Louis Dolly.
As he deserved.
Could you answer the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
Wow.
Steven Seagal!
You, you forgot your lines!
I like to whistle when I work. You know, maybe I'm living in a movie.
Yeah.
There was one time I was a cop in Jefferson Parish, New Orleans PD.
Yes.
But lately I've been spending my time working with Russia, Special Ambassador to the U.S. United States. Mr. Putin and myself doing goodwill, promoting peace. And the best part is, over here in Russia, I don't get noticed as much. Mm. It allows me to do all my work. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm just strolling through the marketplace right now.
Oh,
whistling
in Russia,
while I work. Hey, man, you Steven Seagal! No, no, I'm just a special ambassador on assignment from parts unknown. No, man, you Steven Seagal!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I admit that I get that a lot. Why don't you just carry on and get to work?
Get to work! That's him!
Call
me Stallone!
Oh. Call him Stallone.
Oh. This friendly Russian just popped off and called me Stallone.
I heard him.
I'm going to show him my version of goodwill. Okay. You get out the car! You get on the ground! I'm here to make peace. This is what I call Putin on the wrist.
Putin on the wrist. Oh, he's off the band. Back to work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Man, he incorporated six stories in one.
Oh, that was some theater of the mind there, yeah. Great.
Steven Seagal.
God, he listens.
The whistling threw
Way
me off.
Way to go.
Whistling threw me off.
Steven Seagal. Yes.
No, he really is, so he's the ambassador.
Yes, that really is a story, but.
Okay. What else is going on?
Imitation musicians gathered in New York City not to whistle, but they did have the first round of the Air Guitar National Championships. The event at Rough Trade New York City in Brooklyn featured competitors pretending to play invisible guitars to a song of their choice in the first round. It actually went through the weekend, and they did crown a national champion that will go on to compete in the World Championships. I believe they're in the Netherlands.
Okay.
A fitness writer and self-proclaimed gym rat in Portland, Oregon has developed the air guitar workout for those of you who would like to practice up for next year.
Huh.
Charles Muir says that there are a lot of exercises that you've used movements that are also used in air guitar. And he believes his air guitar workout might inspire people who otherwise hate the thought of exercise.
Interesting.
Georgia don't like to have sex at all because... Yeah.
You're not a big air guitar player.
A lot of groupies at the air guitar company.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, there are groupies, but they also just perform air. So they sort of.
Yeah, the term airhead.
We've had that story too.
Has a different air.
Yes.
Do you remember air intercourse? We had the.
Yep.
Right?
We had the air intercourse championships. Air sex.
Remember that?
The 2016 champion Georgia Lunch. She's a female. Has won 2018 this year.
Georgia Lunch.
Georgia Lunch. That's her name.
That has to be a stage.
Attagirl.
It has to be.
Of course, it's a stage meme. She's
Have you had lunch yet? Do you want to eat lunch? Ha ha ha.
Oh my God.
Georgia Lunch.
Hey, the air guy.
Fried green tomatoes.
Air guitar workout.
Georgia Lunch.
Get as in shape as Meatloaf.
I bet it was a party. I bet people were laughing.
You can,
and
you can shred pounds and women.
It's niche. It's cool.
Well.
Would you date a guy?
Cool, but I,
would you date some guy that goes, well, I'm doing the air guitar workout?
And, if he won, sure.
Oh, only a winner for
That's
Grace.
Right.
All right.
Because as we know, I only pick winners.
Okay.
Coming up, we have two elderly men who escape a nursing home to go to a heavy metal concert.
I like it.
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a movie in the making.
Yeah.
And we have a guy who stole a jet to go see a show. So apparently live music is alive.
This is kind of visual,
well.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
This is me doing air trombone.
Oh, I like that. All right, yep, I'm ready.
Air. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that was going to be any sort of creative angle on
Want
that.
Want to see it again?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Once again,
it's
Josh.
Exactly what you
think. You take the thumb up by the mouth.
Right.
Exactly what you think.
Like you're holding a mouse teeth, and then you go, there. There you go, a little air trombone. But the chicks dig that.
Are we coming back with the music?
Try it again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that's air trombone with whistle flute.
There you go. How about that?
He's finally gone round the bend.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.